crazy day from start to finish.
Are you guys ready? Are we ready?
Sure.
Call to order Board of Works for December the 8th. Need approval of the minutes for the November 24th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. First up is animal shelter. She's not in here. Cemetery.
Gentlemen, Danny Wilson from the cemetery. From so far this year, we've had 178 services, which we're still behind for the year. Thank goodness for the population. And we've had 19 services in the month of November. And we're in the, just finishing up the last stages of our leaf cleanup.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Danny.
Hey, Lauren.
In here.
You were
here. It was early.
Yeah.
Laura Ariel, Animal Control. So I'm going to give you some year-to-date numbers. That way we have something to work off of. So our year-to-date intakes are 742. We've had 478 adoptions, 156 return to owners, and we've sent 42 dogs to rescue. And we've microchipped over 800 dogs this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty awesome. And we have our special right now until Christmas Eve, where all adult dogs are $50, adult cats are $20, and kittens are $40, so that we can get the animals home for the holidays.
Sounds good. All right, thanks, Laura. Chief Becker.
Gordon Becker, Fire Department. We are up to 2,550 runs for the year. Our engine 2 currently is in the shop. We had we have a problem with the diesel tank, and we hope to have it repaired in the next couple days. We had the privilege of being part of bringing the Christmas tree through town. That was a very nice event. I think went real good. And about it.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks, Gordon. Bill's not here. Oh, that's right. He's on. Okay, we have no old business. We're moving on to new business. First up is Knox County Tri, Karen Lane and Jody Schultz.
My swimming companions.
Yes, early morning. I'm Jody Schultz, and this is Karen Lane. Since my voice is gone, I'm going to let Karen take over, but I'll hand you out these maps of our proposed route.
Good evening.
That's where I caught my bronchitis from you. That's right.
Thank you.
We're here to ask for approval of our bike and run routes for the event this year to take place on June 14th from Gregg Park. The bike and the run routes are pretty similar to what we've done in the past. Maybe just a little change in each at the turnaround point. We've tried to expand the run route and made a loop at the end. You know, we used to just go down 13th and then take a ride on Shelby and come back on 12th. Now we're wanting to take a loop out to the left onto 15th Street on your first page of your map.
So the chief, you've seen this?
No.
You want to look at it real quick? I mean, I can't imagine that you'd have any problem with this. I mean, the run route, you know, goes through, you know, I've assisted with that in the past on the route, and those are pretty easy to manage streets. Yeah, I mean, really the only busy stretch we have is really along Washington Avenue when they come back in.
Mm-hmm.
So the bike route, I mean, part of that's in city and part of it's in the county, right?
Mm-hmm. So. We have talked with the sheriff about that also, about the Frichton turnaround.
Yeah, they're real helpful with that. So like, okay. So do we need to pass this as a separate action, because you have some banner requests as well?
We do have some banner requests also.
We'll just do it all together.
So, okay.
Yeah.
What do you need to know from me on the banners?
I think you got the list here, Dan, right, of the times, so the Hart Street banners requested from the 19th through February 1st, and then later in the spring and 13th through the 26th of April, and then Washington Avenue from the February 9th through February 22nd, and then later in the spring and May 11th through the 24th, and then June 1st through June 14th. And then on the 2nd Street banner location is requested from March 2nd through March 15th. So those are all available on the calendar. And so, which it's a separate issue, but somewhere along the line, we need to kind of develop a
plan for these.
Yeah, we've talked if other things
come up that.
Yeah, we've kind of like, you know, it's like we typically try to honor, you know, spaces that are available.
Absolutely.
But, you know, and you guys know, because you're both avid runners, and, you know, there's a 5K every week. And so we get a lot of demand for the banners. So, at some point, whether it's and Dave, you can help me out. I guess this is just our own action. You, Dave. You bow tie, Dave. If this is something that we just need to set a policy for with Dan and say, okay, we'll approve up to X number of reservations. You know, because more and more now we're getting proactive folks that come to us, you know, 9 months, 12 months in advance of an event, you know, requesting time because they know it's it's the thing to do, but we don't want to, you know, compromise other groups that, you know, might have a reasonable request. So is that just something we... I just think that we need a fairness sort of policy that sort of says... Yeah, so I'm going to do that. Seriously, I think we need to do that probably in January as, you know...
Yeah, come up with something that's...
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. I mean, because you're a nice guy, Dan. I'm trying to get your back. So we're definitely going to approve what you requested today, but we're just trying to look forward. So maybe I can, on my vacation, I can work on that. Seeing someplace warmer, and I'll say, oh, yeah, let's work on that resolution. All right. So we're going to approve the route for Knox County Tri for, remind me of the date again, Karen.
June 14th.
Mm-hmm. For both the bicycle route and the running route as it applies to city streets, and then also for banner placements as submitted to Mr. Ravelet.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Yeah, so you're both swimming, everything's back in Vincennes this year, right? So,
it is. It's now official.
And we'll bring back the trier. So it will be.
You're going to do both?
Swim, two events.
Run. Those wimps. I mean, if you can't do it all, I mean, I rode the bike. Come on, it's like.
We'll mark you down as a participant.
I'm going to do it when you're back, and I'll do it again this year. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next is handicap only parking sign at 1705 North 13th. On behalf of Mr. Anthus, he could not be here.
Okay.
But we've got a.
Doctor's
slip Grant.
Here.
Slip.
This is Dr. Stewart. Is that who that is?
I thought it was some point.
Oh, Dr. Grant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Less than what her problem
is. Oh, it says up here at the top.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So.
So you feel this, yes. This does meet the criteria. They're willing to pay the fee.
Yep.
And yes. Chief, do you know anything about that neighborhood? I mean, is that any significantly compromising location or?
Yeah.
Of North 13th.
Right, which that's going to be your block just north of St. Clair, where that'll begin. Right. Well, it'll be two blocks because it's the first block north there.
Right.
But no, I don't see any problems.
Okay, nobody's going to burn our house down. All right, so I'll make a motion that we approve the handicapped only parking sign at 1705 North 13th for Patricia Anthus.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is city employee 2015 holiday schedule.
Well, this is where you get to make everybody happy, right? And it's like, yeah.
Hello. You'll see the employee
holiday schedule, which I followed the government schedule, is what we've done in the past. So just change the dates accordingly to follow 2015.
Oh, no, oh, this is for the entire year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, no Arbor Day. No.
We could have had those in.
Right. All right. Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the 2015 employee holiday schedule as presented by the Chief of Staff.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then next is award the contract for the City of Vincennes Second Street project.
All right, drum roll.
Review the bids. The number on the letter is slightly different than what was submitted in the bid. There were two minor math errors that did itemize proposal. Those have been corrected. Wabash Utilities was informed and they concurred with revised number. So this number here reflects the correct amount.
That's the letter that we have.
Right.
And, you know, it was like.
Yes.
Do what? Go ahead.
$2,173,075.19.
It ended up being down like $200 or $300.
Okay. So, okay. Anything else, John?
No. I reviewed Wabash Utilities bid, who was the lowest bidder, and found all of their, I found their bid to be in compliance with the requirements of the bid. My recommendation. Question.
Let's do it. You know, it took us 20 years to get to this point, right? Yeah. 16. Yeah. Finally got rid of me and they get it done. Yeah. Okay. So the board will make a motion to approve the awarding of the bid of the Second Street project to Wabash Utilities for the base contract amount of $2,173,075.19.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Congratulations, Paula. Thanks for coming. And
yeah.
We have till October 16th.
All right. To get her done.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, then I'm moving on to miscellaneous. We've got a dumpster at 514 South 3rd. Rick. You're requesting a dumpster for, are you cleaning up a property?
The inside.
Inside. And you've got your permit through the inspector's office? Okay. And how long do you think, when do you plan on putting it there and for how long?
Hopefully this week it'll be about
10 days. Starting when?
On
placement, okay. I can fly with it. I will make a motion that we approve the placement of a dumpster at 514 South 3rd Street for a 10-day period of time to be determined with the city inspector's office, or do we need to confirm that?
He has to get his permit through Phil's office.
Through the city.
So. I think you guys approve it and he fills out the permit.
Yeah, okay. This was a first stop and then.
Right, okay. Pending approval of the city inspector's office.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Rick. Thanks. Rick, excuse me. Spell your last name. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dave. Okay. We've got that. Under miscellaneous, that was one question I had.
Yes.
We are going to meet?
No.
No.
I mean, yes, we do have to discuss that. And,
no, we're not going to meet.
Are you guys fine with?
I'm fine with not meeting. I'm going to be gone, yeah.
So we'll just.
I mean, if something needs to happen where we need to pull together, I leave town on the 18th and I'll be back on the 22nd. So, you know, if we would need to do some other action, I could be, you know, available. Of course, you guys can meet without me too.
Next one be then January the 12th.
January 12th, okay. Also, under miscellaneous, I would just like to recognize Jenny Peters McNeese on her state recognition for her article. It's applaudable. Thank you. Yeah. So,
congratulations.
Yeah. Now I'll make a motion. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the president's job.
Let the president. So moved.
We are adjourned.
I don't want to usurp your authority, Mr. President. Oh, goodness. Now I got to make 5:30 mass at Sacred Heart.
Is the original one there, or is that a copy? I gave Dan the original.
Got it?
Merry Christmas, Mayor. If I don't see you at Christmas, I'm sure I'll see you.
I don't know how to say it.
Yeah. Oh, this is the. This is it. This is the best. Oh, really? Okay. So they have this roasted chicken. That's what we'll be driving as well. Oh, okay. So it's not going to be a chain restaurant. This is, they're going to have the starch pepper inside. Good for them.